The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. Coming up, you're going to see an onboarding A/B test that resulted in a 30% drop in revenues and what they should have done instead. Stay tuned. What is up, App Nation? It is Steve P. Young, founder of AppMasters.com, the app marketing agency that's going to help you grow your app downloads and your revenues. We work with the biggest apps in the app space and the tiniest of ones, and we're trying to be the most affordable, most effective, and obviously most effective YouTube channel out there as well. Now, I've got an interesting case study that a friend of mine shared on LinkedIn. He wanted my advice on it too, and so let's get to it. All right, Sir Maud, I'll link up his LinkedIn profile into the description as well. He shared this on LinkedIn. He's like, do long onboarding flows work? Now, I've been a big fan of long onboarding flows. Yevra from Headway, we talked about this, and he says, it works, and I've seen it work for multiple apps, right? He said, look, here's the before. So super short, Pintravel did this. I'll show you this right here. Pintravel had this before, where it was Pintravel, ask for ATT prompt, ask for sign-in, and then so forth. Here's the after, because they're like trying to engage the user, right? That's what the best practices say on an onboarding. Engage your users. So he's saying, hey, welcome to Pintravel. Take a look. What are your most popular destinations? All right. And then I think this is about notifications, place your home city, and then go. Now, what did they do wrong? This afterflow actually led to a 30% decrease in revenues. What went wrong? So here's what Sermont said. This resulted in a revenue drop of 30%, but he says, here's what they did wrong, and here's what you should be using. So he said, benefit-oriented messaging, testimonial social proof, personalized questions, trust badge awards. Sermont, I'm sorry, man, I'm gonna throw all of that away. Yes, you should be having some of these, but here's what you really should be doing during the onboarding process, okay? And here's what they did not do, Pintraveler do. He said, take a look at the most popular destinations to get started. You can always add new pins. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with this. Is it like where I want to go? All that stuff, right? Let me show you the right way to do it. The right onboarding flow should engage your users. Ask them questions. Because what the onboarding process is trying to do is sort of make you feel like the app is going to be customized for them. This is making me feel like I have to do work, right? Like, hey, tell me this information. You want notifications, put your home city. Like, just ask for my location access. You'll have my home city. You don't need to make me do work. So here's what Spice does. Now, this was way before I even knew of this trick. When I downloaded Spice and I hit this page and said, what is your video editing experience? I immediately thought that, hey, are they going to customize this app for me? That was my user expectation when I first saw this app, right? So it was just like, oh, that's what they're going to do for me. So I said, okay, mine is pretty intermediate. What brings you to Splice? How will your viewers think of your videos? Blah, blah, blah. The rest is history, right? You're really trying to get data and ask questions that make the user feel like your app is going to customize the entire experience for them. And that's what Yeva said. And Headway has a very long onboarding flow. One of my fitness clients, he A/B tested a really long onboarding flow versus a intermediate, like, you know, I would say 5 pages versus like maybe 7-8 pages. He found that the long one actually had higher conversions. So they do work. You're just probably asking the wrong questions. So let me show you another app, the mindfulness app, Reflectly. They probably bought the app, I think. All right, that's my guess, because I had Darius, who was a CMO of Reflectly, talk about in a previous live stream, I'll link that up, where he was saying that they were acquiring apps as a growth lever, right? That's what they were doing. Instead of trying to grow their main app, Reflectly, they were just buying, acquiring other apps to grow the entire portfolio, right? I really like this flow. So I actually was inspired and started using this flow for one of my apps. So they have this take a deep breath, like, welcome in, we're glad you're here. Let's start with a couple of questions to help personalize your experience. That's the key, right? That's what the user is going to feel like when you're asking these questions. And I like how they just said, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to personalize and customize your experience based off these questions. What's your name? Right? And I copied this pretty much. It says, how familiar are you with meditation, Steve? Sorry, at your level. So if I pick total beginner, they have a different messaging. If I say I meditate regularly, they say, great, let's keep building your habit. Okay. Continue. Here's the main thing too. Here's what I really like. Is there anything you want to improve? Or why are you here? Or how can we best help you? And they can select as many as you want. Now, here's the kicker. I love this page for a couple of reasons. One, if you find that people who hit reduced stress lead to a higher increase in trial conversions, well, guess what keyword you should be going after? Stress relief. If you find that sleep is the main thing, guess what keyword you should be going after? Sleep sounds or sleep meditation. So having this data not only makes your user believe that you're going to customize their experience, thereby increasing your conversions revenue, but gives you the data that you need to inform your marketing and your ASO. We saw this with one of our clients, and I went aggressively after certain keywords that led to higher conversions. And we've been able to grow the keyword rankings. We went from, like, I think in the teens to definitely the top one for one of the keywords, and then top three for another keyword, because based off of this data. Then they ask for push notifications. And then one thing that they're missing here, the mindfulness app, is a little bit of a customization. Like, you know, these spinning wheels things, that's what you want here before you hit them with the paywall right here. Now, I asked one of my clients, I was like, hey, when you added, I was hoping he had this data, but he said when he actually added the spinning wheel, like the customization, we're crafting your experience, he saw a 9% increase in conversions. Now, even if that page does nothing besides give the user a break, it will increase your conversions. So that's what the mindfulness app is doing. And then they have the paywall, X out. Then obviously one of the best practices is to have a discount right here. So I hit X on this. I come to their homepage. It says a gift for you, ends in 13 hours, which is a great time, by the way. I hit that and then I get a discount of, so I think the original was $100 and this is $50, and they're doing lifetime right now. So I really like their flow, and that's why the first pin traveler did not work, because you weren't really engaging with the user. You were kind of asking questions that just seemed like more work versus like you customizing the experience for them. Now, let's go back to Pin Traveler. So thank you guys for letting me do this video. But what I would suggest to you guys is, instead of saying like, take a look at the most popular destinations, be like, how often do you travel, right? It's an app that, you know, kind of helps you remember all the places you've been, you know, create memories, all that jazz. How often do you travel? Where are your types of places to travel? So for me, it's always gonna be tropical areas, right? You know, it could be tropical, it could be cities, it could be architecture. Now I feel like, oh, they're asking me the right questions. Who do we care most about? Ourselves. Who do we want to talk about the most? Ourselves. So talk about them. And then lastly, my other recommendation was, how can we best help you? You know, remember places I visited, create a bucket list of future travel, and then remember favorite restaurants and places. When you frame it that way, how can we best help you? And you ask these questions, I'm also going to assume that you do all these things. So it's like a softer way of saying, hey, here's what we do. Instead of saying, hey, here's all the ways we can help you, you say, how best can we help you? And you frame those benefits and features that way. I think if they change their onboarding to some of my suggestions, they should see an improvement, a 30% improvement on the before and definitely the after. All right, guys, lastly, I do want to say, if you are interested in working with us, but you can't afford us and you want to join a community, well, we have the App Masters Academy that's available. that's very affordable for all you indies out there. We've got a community of over 100 plus indie developers, ranging from, you know, just getting going to 12, 20 million downloads, and very successful indie app developers who have been in the business for a very long time. We meet every month, and we have a brand new course in the Academy that breaks down all the best practices from an onboarding sequence. What should you have? Those spinning wheel things, what kind of questions, what kind of features should you have in your onboarding? The two places that I feel that I know from a data perspective that most people buy are during your onboarding process and your homepage, and obviously your paywall. So those three things are the three things that you should always be paying attention to. What is your onboarding flow? What is your paywall layout? And then what is your homepage layout? And those should really help impact your conversions. All right, so if you want to join, just go to appmasters.com/academy. That is, once again, appmasters.com/academy. All right, till next time, I'll see you on the next video.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.